It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
History suggests that this election year should be a friendly one to Republicans.
Republicans are more likely to turn out in midterm elections than Democrats.
And the party out of the White House, especially in a president's second term, tends to have the advantage.
So Republicans early out are harboring hopes that this is going to be a good year to be a Republican. But now, here's another question. Which kind of Republican is it best to be this year? Do you love?
Yeah, who do you love? In Michigan, just like nationally, fights are a brewing between these three threads: establishment Republicans and the Tea Party and the Liberty Wing of the GOP.
We'll get a better idea of how big this fight might be after this coming Tuesday's filing deadline. We'll see exactly where Tea Partiers will primary an establishment Republican figure and where the Republican establishment, and by that I mean Chamber of Commerce Republicans, will try to dislodge a Tea Partier from Congress or the legislature.
But what we know right now, there will be at least three congressional primaries in Michigan where that dynamic will play out. One will pit businessman Brian Ellis against Liberty Wing favorite Congressman Justin Amash.
That's in West Michigan. Also, it appears Tea Party favorite State Representative Tom McMillan will tangle with former State Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop, who used to be a Tea Party favorite, for the seat that Mike Rogers is leaving.
That's in the 8th Congressional District in lower mid-Michigan. In southeast Michigan, in the 11th, we've got establishment-backed Dave Trott against Tea Partier incumbent Carrie Benevolio,
who won in a fluke 2 years ago after Congressman Thad McCotter imploded in scandal over faked nominating petition signatures.
Whoever would have thought we'd be using the phrase petition signature scandal?
True. Benevolio was always considered kind of a one-off, and the Metro Detroit business community thinks they deserve a member of Congress with more pull and star power. And out of the gate, Benevolio's fundraising has been just anemic. He has $130,000 in his campaign account. That's according to the most recent campaign finance report.
Right. That says Dave Trott, a bona fide member of the Detroit business class, has more than $1 million in the bank.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
Which means Benevolio's throwing up the sandbags. The winner of the primary, as is the case in most congressional and legislative districts here in gerrymandered Michigan, probably wins the general.
Yeah, and we've also got this playing out in some Republican legislative primaries as well.
True. The open 37th District State Senate seat comes to mind. Traverse City, Northwest Lower Michigan, plus the Eastern Upper Peninsula. State Representative Greg McMaster is staking out the turf far to the right of Representative Wayne Schmidt, who is part of the deal-making in the legislature on transportation funding.
So the Tea Party-Republican Party relationship has hit an it's complicated phase, and Republicans want to avoid these primary battles as much as possible.
Which actually seems to have happened in the U.S. Senate primary. Whether it's luck or planning, former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land seems to have the Republican nomination locked up without a challenge. No big fights, no hard feelings, no intra-party attacks that will be turned against her in the general election.
Republicans still want that passion, that fervor that brought Tea Partiers out in the last midterms. That is a critical part of the built-in GOP midterm advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So nationally and here in Michigan, Republican leaders are also saying to the Tea Party, we can win if we stick together. But that means everyone's got to give a little. And the Tea Party's history is, hey, when we give, we lose.
Historically, Republicans have won by stitching together a coalition of very conservative and center-right voters. Lately, keeping both those factions happy has been the challenge.
It's just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
Cluda is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
Born again.